Hello, my name is Corinne and I am in my late early 50s. I live in Dumfries and Galloway. I have moved here a year ago exactly, and I have lived in Scotland for 33 years now, and I'm originally from France. I have two kind of older children, as in older, as in 27, nearly 26. And they don't live with me anymore. I live with my dog and my cat. I am a translator, first and foremost. I have been a translator for over 20 years. And I'm also a qualified yoga teacher, qualified meditation teacher, breath coach. And I have in the past qualified in Reiki, and I am also just about to become an Ayurvedic health coach, which is my absolute passion. So I have, the first few months after I moved to Dalbeattie in Dumfries and Galloway, I had moved from my previous address because just the last few years have really been quite challenging. I mean, life is sometimes a little bit of a constant challenge, to be honest, but thankfully with intermittent and numerous, you know, beautiful and joyful things and moments as well. But yes, after moving here last year, I kind of, for a few months, I had to find a second job beside translator. I'm not currently teaching yoga like as a source of income. And this second job was like a little bit of a struggle to find. Obviously, you know, looking for a new job takes time and effort. I had just moved into my new house, so I didn't know really a lot of people, or if any, apart from my next door neighbours and my two pets. And because I live alone, I've got to kind of take care of everything. You know, I'd move. When I moved, it was just me and myself, you know, organizing the sale of the previous house, the purchase of this one, the looking for one, the moving, physically moving, apart from a little help here and there, obviously. So the first few months were just about trying to settle into a new place where I didn't really have roots or knew anybody. And also trying to find a second job, and then finding a second job, which absolutely overtook everything else. So it took a lot of energy to kind of get into this new job, get trained for it, get projects. It involves a lot of driving and traveling around. So, and I couldn't find like help with or support with my pet. So it's basically very, very stressful, tiring months in a totally new place. Albeit absolutely beautiful, yes, I was really starting to, well, I had a burnout, to be honest. I spent Christmas alone just because of the way that, you know, the children kind of spend Christmas with either parent in turns. I had spent Christmas and New Year alone, and Easter came about and I was going to be alone again because they were going to their brother's wedding. So I don't know, this plus all being overloaded with work kind of created a burnout, basically. I'd never experienced burnout before, but it was pretty scary. So that was the situation for the first few months. Life was a bit challenging, you know, after moving, although I kind of, you know, you take it in your stride as a woman. You kind of, I think we kind of, that's what we're used to doing anyway. But still, it hit me like a brick, that thing. And for 2 weeks, I just could not operate or move or do anything. And shortly after, actually, like maybe a week or two afterwards, I came across the Swimming Queens swimming group. I had already kind of found a local swimming group on Facebook like a few months before, but nothing much seemed to be happening in that one, so I hadn't really been out and joined a swim. I'd actually got tried cold water dipping maybe 3-4 years previously when my best friend had introduced me to it, which I really thought would not be for me because I don't usually like the cold. But as soon as I tried it, I kind of, you know, as we do, really loved the experience and the buzz it gives you. But I hadn't done it for various reasons involving having a severe kind of injury 2 years ago. Anyway, and being in France and not having anybody to do it with there. But anyway, so a few months ago, I came across the Swim Queens and I just decided to go along and try to swim with them one Sunday. I think it must have been around April time. Yeah, it was April, I think. And obviously just got the fabulous buzz that you get when you do, although I kind of overdid it the first time, I think. And that week I did it every day, I think. And then I kind of, you know, tagged along when I could, basically over the following few weeks and months. And instantly, I just felt really, yeah, welcome. And, you know, I just loved being around people because I hadn't really socialized with anybody apart from occasionally my drumming, samba drumming group, which I had joined a few months previously, but I hadn't really been going assiduously to. So it kind of created a sense of being part of something locally, which I hadn't up until then had time to to work on. And also, although I'm not really, I don't really know anybody that well in the group, I kind of always, you know, benefit from just having a lovely chat. It's like having a hug, basically. You're having the most beautiful frozen hug by the water, but you're also having the most comfy and nurturing warm hug just to be around people, even if you're not really you don't know them necessarily very well or you know, go in depth into conversations for my part, just because it's not happened so far, or just maybe with a couple of people, obviously over the Swim Queen weekends or whatever. But yes, it's been really life-changing to have this. It's like a friend, really, that you can sort of go and see whenever you like, because every day there are swims and you know that you're not only going to feel better physically and mentally because of the water experience, but also just having this interaction with beautiful, strong women that you know, enjoy the same thing as you do, and yeah, and just are special souls. So that's my experience of the Swim Queen. Sorry, it's been a bit long. I'll just leave it. I'm always a bit overdoing it with length, so I'll leave it like that at that. And yes, and hope to see you around very soon and enjoy many, many more Swim Queen swims. Bye, everyone.